coming your way live from a top-secret location in Redondo Beach. You're listening to Aspel on the Esplanade on CHSR, HealthyLife.net Radio.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to HealthyLife.net. This is Steve Aspel, sitting here with South Bay J. Cruz.
Hey there.
And we are somewhere hanging out, Aspel on the Esplanade, somewhere in Redondo Beach, top secret location.
It's secret.
It's top secret. Yeah, we can't say anything because you might get in trouble nowadays.
Yeah, occasionally we give out a local address.
Yeah,
of
I give
place
out. People could figure it out. They can triangulate. What do we? You know what? I've used the word triangulate. Is that really a word?
It is.
From geometry.
I don't. Yeah.
So I probably flunked that class too. I know I did.
The funny thing is, I'm good at statistics, but you have to take like geometry and trigonometry to get statistics.
Yeah,
I'm like, are you kidding? I'm good at statistics.
I'm a bad student. I just know percentages, 10%, 6%. You know, I just know commissions.
Yeah.
The hell with everything else.
Well, I just know baseball stats. You know, how to figure out a batting average.
I never figured that
stuff
one
like
out.
That,
that's
know?
The silliest one I've ever heard. Anyway, you watched the Super Bowl all alone, didn't you?
I did. I enjoyed. Well, it was fun watching the game.
As Pam and I did. We sat there at our house and watched it. We were invited to a couple parties. One was huge. I went, no, we go. I'm never going to watch the game.
Right.
I'm going to make stupid bets.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see the wrong people in a swimming pool that I don't want to see. And it's true. And then I'm going, that's a weird thing about this not drinking thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going, it's not that I'm uncomfortable, but as the day goes on and the night goes on, and everybody gets more wasted, and I'm not.
Yeah.
Those jokes aren't as funny.
No, especially when you've heard them the third or fourth time in the last 20 minutes.
And this gal the other day at the pre-Super Bowl 10-gay tailgate party.
Uh-huh.
Well, it was easy to spot people, all three of them.
Yeah.
Four of them. Maybe six people showed up.
Oh, boy.
They put it in such a piss-poor location. And they paid the band, Pet Project, very handsomely.
Yeah. Well, good.
And they had, I don't think they made much in tips, but they made a lot of money. And they also had a professional sound person there, the real stuff.
Okay.
And they kept it there all night for the band that played yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So I was there on a Saturday afternoon with the band trying to just get some enthusiasm built up and...
You should have texted me. I was out driving and was thinking of coming by, but with four people, I would have.
Well, there were more. I'm exaggerating. Well, we did leave.
Yeah.
But there's this big grassy area, and the stage they had on the concrete, but past these trees.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to describe. It's not like a wall of trees, but it's enough where you're separated.
Okay.
And then the people were, the tables were so spread out, and there's one little beer area.
Yeah.
And, it was so spread out, you didn't seem like anybody was there.
Well, I saw photos of the band, maybe you shared or Jed or somebody, and they did seem far away.
Yeah, people were coming in, they turned around, they thought it was a private gig or something, it was on the wrong side of the fence after you checked in for the race, a 10K.
Oh, okay.
So they would have had it out there, there's a stage out there, unused the whole afternoon.
Right.
Could have put the band out there, you would have had 5,000 people enjoying them.
Yeah.
And it was a whole new vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they made like $20 selling beer. There was no beer sales. So I don't know.
That's not a good day in the South Bay when you only make $20 selling beer.
No.
I mean, beer sells itself.
It wasn't mismanaged. It was just that they, you know, I'm a pro now. I mean, I'm a tour manager. I'm kidding. But I'm sitting there going, I was talking to some other people. I go, the band took two breaks.
Yeah.
And there was no music. There's no nothing. They needed a DJ or somebody with, because people emptied out.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying it's too spread out. You want to be like part of something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll help them next year, but they'll hire the band again.
Yeah.
And I was afraid they were going to get angry because the band didn't drag them in.
Right.
But no one knew they were there. They were so far from all the people, all the action, you couldn't even hear them in the lagoon.
Yeah.
So whatever, the race was successful. Pam and my daughters ran the 5K.
Oh, cool.
And they finished properly, and Pam was 30 seconds off third place.
Wow.
The woman that beat her, both had just turned 70 in her age group.
Okay.
And she was kind of running with my daughters, so... She was the old Hoffman, as they call it. She's Hoffman's her maiden name.
Yeah.
The Hoffman's competitiveness came out.
Uh-huh.
Because she was visibly pissed.
Uh-huh.
Because she could have made got
third
her name
place.
on a wall or something.
Yeah.
And she's got hundreds of these medals and things, and but she's competitive.
Yeah.
Anyway, if she would have known, she would have probably, and then she would have wormed her way to the front to start more. And anyway, but I was there for her finish, and she finished with my daughters, which probably held her up.
Well, you know, still kind of cool. Got to run with them, knowing she could have probably turned on the Jets at some point or different, you know, had she focused on just the race to win or a place, probably would have done so.
Even at 71, she still has Jets.
Yeah. I mean, that's good. You know, that's like what an old boss of mine called the upper floor theory. That, you know, you're so good that even on your off days, you're still in the top, you know, high percent, you know, still a medalist. I mean, you know, had she decided to turn on the Jets at the end, she would easily got third place, you know, with a, you know, not really a queen size effort, if you will.
So that's what they would have said about Patrick Mahomes a couple days ago.
Kind of.
You would have been there no matter how bad you played.
You know, hey, I got to say that final play of the game, that touchdown he threw. I mean, that's a guy who's playing to the end. I mean, there's a lot of others that just would have taken a knee.
It was a bullshit score, 40-22. It was like 40-3.
Yeah. But I just wonder how many people had squares or something where that last touchdown
was great.
Blew it for him.
I wish it would have messed up the point spread. But
wouldn't have. Yeah, I don't know. They're already over the total. I think Philadelphia got the total in their own.
So,
pretty close.
Oh, they did. I know. Well, when he loses good. Patrick
wins. He loses with style.
It's amazing. I went down. I take Pam and my daughters down to the 10K at 7 a.m. on Sunday. And then I drop them. I'd go back and park by the high school and then walk back. I did my own 5K.
Well, no kidding. That is a long...
I'm not the mayor anymore. I don't get special cops to escort me around anymore.
Yeah.
So I gotta just do what you do. Like one of the local, the regular people.
Yeah.
It pisses me off. Anyway, I go park the truck. I get back down there. I don't see him again. So I'm back there with the rotary. They're pouring beer.
Yeah.
And it's Miller Ultra. You can't.
Okay.
We have non-alcoholic, then one regular Ultra, and then one that's like special because it's got no preservatives or something. And I go, it's an effing beer. What's the big difference than a gold can?
Yeah.
But you couldn't. Everybody was allowed to have two. All runners got a couple of beers.
Yeah, right.
But you couldn't give them closed beers. They had to be open. So my job was. And
that's interesting. Like when you get a bucket of beer.
Well,
they open all the bottles.
They were giving them, because they don't want you leaving with them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know the rules. I just
stupid. You know.
Yes.
What if I only wanted three of them?
Well, we got to move to Vegas.
Yeah.
But we were had the beer pour, and as I told Scott Young, one of my Rotarian buddies, was in charge. He's always kind of pissy because not enough people show up, or they show up and they leave.
Yeah.
Because it's cold. You got to bring gloves.
It's
icy water. And the people come by, and they just ran the race, and they don't know you're a volunteer. They kind of treat you like shit. Right?
Yeah.
Not everybody, but, you know, you don't get many thank yous. You get a lot of, hey, beer.
You know, the runners are feeling pretty high and mighty. They got that runner's high going. They just ran.
I love my wife, but I hate runners.
I'm just saying.
You runners, you know that runner's high you get. You feel so much better than everybody else. And the rest of us with a pot belly,
you
make fun of. And then you go out and run with your little dolphin shorts pulled up to your neck and your ass is hanging out. You got your little white socks on. Have I rehearsed this before? Can you tell?
You're on a roll.
Damn runners. Oh, yeah.
I mean, when I'm in a car driving by myself, I either call if it's a runner and they just won't yield because, it's a stop sign. They just, they're keeping pace. Runner or bicycle, it's one of two names, either Lance Armstrong or Bruce Jenner.
Bruce
Jenner applies to all runners.
At
this point, it's like either before or after.
I think Bruce Jenner was outlawed, wasn't he? Didn't the president outlaw Bruce?
Well, for under 19, I think.
Is he Bruce at now or something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, you're not training for the Olympics, and you're not training for the Tour de France. You know, you can slow down.
Some people do. You see, when the runners, the joggers, are on the waiting for the red light, and they're standing there running, jogging in place.
Even pace.
Okay, whatever.
I was always I got a break.
I know, I got a break. I'm not a runner. I told Pam, I have so many surgeries, I used to try and run. When I married Pam, I was running 5Ks and some 10Ks.
Yeah.
And I would run. I was running every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then parts start to break. And the doctors would go, you're not built for this stuff, my knees and my hips. But anyway, it was good. I just kept, coming back, having a cocktail, and eating and drinking, so it didn't help. But I felt better. Not to run a race, though. But anyway, I did the beer pour.
Uh-huh.
But the old wise tale, or the moral of the story is, or what I'm trying to say here, the more volunteers you have, the less volunteers you have.
Uh-huh.
Because if there's too many, then they're bored.
Yeah.
And they tend to go to the restroom.
Ah.
They call the Irish goodbye.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever. And I said, we're going to lose people, Scott, because we're all standing around bored.
Yeah.
Psh, no, here's your beer. Psh, you can't have two. You can have two, but you have to have the lids on. You have to, same thing. And then I knew a lot of people. I had a chit-chat. They all wanted to talk about certain political things.
No, naturally.
And I'm going to, well, I'm going to go to the head.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Yep.
They had plenty of people. And I got out of there. I didn't need to be pouring beer for the next 4 hours.
They can
hours.
Find someone to pour the next beer.
They had plenty of beer. And then, but we did make it home to go take a shower. My wife and I went over to Serendipity.
Okay. Cut. Feed the kid.
We cut them for an hour. We actually went and had a real breakfast.
All right.
And we went and shared an omelet, and it was a beef. What's the chewy one? You barbecue it. Come on, a brisket. The brisket omelet.
Oh, okay.
And the brisket omelet comes with a side of pancakes.
Wow.
And I really haven't had pancakes. I'm doing this keto crap for the last year.
Yeah.
So.
I love pancakes.
Well, if you get the breakfast for like $18, which is a great deal nowadays.
Uh-huh.
And it's really good. The omelet was beyond good. One of the best I've ever had. But you can get either hash browns or you can get the stack of pancakes.
Nah, I got to go pancakes.
Because
10 out of 10.
If you order the pancakes, I found this out 3 weeks ago. We were there. Pam got an omelet and I ordered the pancakes.
Yeah.
Well, the pancakes, 3 pancakes by themselves are $15.
Yeah, you got to get them as a side with the omelet.
If you get them as a side, you know, I go, man, we're pretty, too bad you didn't start saving money 50 years ago instead of now. It's kind of funny. It's kind of funny to game the system sometimes.
Yeah.
But we were there, saw the band for like an hour and then we went home. Put the TV on and watch the football game, and I know you're a Kansas City guy.
Well, my mom is, and I'm definitely for mom, you know. However, truth be told, I had the Eagles in the money line.
Oh, good.
Right around Thursday, I was just like, I think I was watching this John Gruden video, and he was just talking about Saquon Barkley, and you know how he gets Saquon Barkley, and I'm like, yeah, that guy's pretty unstoppable right now, and then I'm like, they're going to win. Philadelphia is playing better football. The Chiefs are not going to three-peat. Everyone, you know, when it gets the fix is in, it's like, well, the fix is in for the other team because now that you know the fix is in, they're not going to win.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I've seen this before.
The fix isn't in officially.
No, it's not.
They you know, I do believe they there's some calls that they chose to see an – KC's way, the tie goes to the runner, the good guy gets the benefit.
Yeah, baseball's around the corner, somewhere in October, the fix will be in again.
And it's all a matter of judgment.
Yeah.
And sometimes they really missed it. And the other day at Super Bowl, when they had that first penalty against Philly, I went, holy mother God, his start. And I
said
really,
the same thing.
I was really pissed. I go, okay, Pam, I'm turning this off. I can't stand this bullshit all day. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to go up and show a picture of Taylor. Then they're going to show what's his name.
Yep.
And I go, I can't take it. I really. And I'm going to have a cocktail. Which I didn't. But I'm going, this is bullshit. And then 5 seconds later, they called a penalty on Kansas City.
And it was bad, too.
Another stupid penalty.
Yeah. Trying to make up for the bad call.
Okay, here we go. Now we're going to get a whole thing full of stupid penalties.
Yeah.
But it was a good game. They do. Of course, you would find in favor of Kansas City, it's middle America, it's perfect, and blah, blah, blah. And they've got Patrick Mahomes. But this time, Philly, and they kicked the shit out of them.
You know, they matched up, and then, you know, I was looking at, because around Thursday, I just had this epiphany that Philadelphia's the better team. They should be favored in this game. Kansas City's only favored because of the three-peat thing.
Yeah.
But Kansas City all year, they barely lost to this team. They had to block a kick against the Broncos. They had to... You know, there's a lot of games they didn't win by a lot. I mean, winning's winning, but Philadelphia was crushing teams. I mean, they just crushed Washington 55-0, and Washington just scored 41 on Detroit. And I'm like, Philadelphia's – and then since, like, week four, Philadelphia's 15-1. The only game they lost was to Washington, who had to come back crazy in the fourth quarter, and Jalen Hurts was hurt that game. They had to play their backup quarterback, who didn't do so bad. He was the guy with Pittsburgh for the last couple of years. Kenny Pickett?
Yeah.
But Philadelphia was in that game. They were winning most of the game, and Washington scored like 3 touchdowns with some crazy plays and a Hail Mary at the end to win that game. So Philadelphia, since like week 5, has been like untouchable.
Kenny Pickett has thrown more passes in a Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
I saw this today.
Uh-huh.
Than and Allen. Or the guy for the Chargers.
Or Lamar.
Or Lamar. Anybody. Just think about these studs.
Yeah.
They've not played in the Super Bowl. At least and Kenny Pickett has.
And he's got a ring.
And I think these two teams are going to be around for a while. And you can't be mad at Kansas City. It's not their fault that Tay-Tay is now dominates. Did she get booed, or did the president get booed?
Now, I have... When I saw the president get introduced, I could have sworn I heard a roaring cheer. Now, what did you hear a cheer, or did you hear a boo?
I heard grumbles. I didn't hear...
I thought it was a cheer, but I wasn't sure. And then I hear from other reports that both he and Taylor were both booed. Now, I didn't hear her booing, but then... I'm wondering if the network decided to pipe in
probably
some...
piped it up.
You know, because they do that for Happy Days and sitcoms.
And there were a lot of Philly fans there, too.
That for sure. When they introduced the team, I know the Chiefs got booed and the Eagles got a lot of...
They do call the Phillies a fanatic for a reason. That is, they are absolutely insane.
Uh-huh.
And I mentioned before, Pam and I have been at a bunch of games of baseball.
Yeah.
They're lovable, happy people. They're very opinionated.
Yeah.
And blah, 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 they offered to take me out to a ladies' bar.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, they were great. But the football fans are supposed to be. So now, again, I don't know this for sure. They say supposed to be.
Well.
But who's they?
I just posted a video that's pretty funny. It says, the drunkest person in America was definitely in Philadelphia on Sunday night. And there's about a minute of just highlights of lawlessness in the city of brotherly love.
Yeah, well, we get that when the Lakers win.
We do. I think we're maybe the only other city that competes with Philadelphia.
Yeah.
They take it to a whole new level. I mean, other than Laker fans, Dodger fans, you know.
Well,
if
Philly...
some moments. Mainly Laker fans. I mean, I've seen buses get burned.
Philly fans wouldn't tolerate it. They would probably... A bunch of rednecks. They'd pull out their guns, start shooting all the Dodger fans.
Probably.
They could get out of here. We're done. We can go do our thing. But nah, they're just Philly fans. But it worked out good. I'm a little disappointed. I always get up in the middle of the night. So it's 4 o'clock this morning. I put on the Super Bowl.
Uh huh.
Because I DVR'd it and I wanted to see the commercials and I want to see a few things up front.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, I hit the DVR for Peacock or one of those other stations.
Yeah.
And not on. I didn't do channel 11.
Oh no!
Yeah, didn't get anything.
Oh boy!
Assholes. I mean, it's so it makes me so mad. See, we have DirecTV is actually our provider, but it was Frontier, and they now it's, and I get, I got that Rocket thing, the Rocket $10 a month thing for your phone to see your finances.
Oh, okay.
Rocket Mortgage has that. Well, so far they've saved me a lot. I should do a TV commercial.
Yeah.
They have found all these little things you have on your phone.
Uh-huh.
And I
like double payments of subscriptions.
Well, I just canceled $200 a month worth of things.
Wow.
Like Peacock, $8 a month that we didn't even know how to find it.
Hmm.
Must have clicked on it once. And all these little things. It's amazing. All these, you click on your phone, you think it's free.
Mm-hmm.
To download an app, and next thing you're paying $3 for it or whatever.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's kind of interesting, but I'm getting rid of all that stupid stuff. It's just go back to you don't need a phone. We don't
actually
need a phone.
I just do the apps because I don't do cable. I cut cable like 10, 15 years ago. I hate cable. I hate the price of cable.
Yeah, but you're paying for cable anyway. Apps, how much?
Not so much. My whole app cost is under $50.
Oh, okay.
There's no way I'm going to get a cable package for
that.
I won't even do live Hulu or live YouTube because I don't really watch that much TV, so the on-demand stuff is more than enough.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like backlog, and the only stuff I do watch live is football and sports.
Yeah.
And I found out that they were streaming the game on Tubi, which is a free app. So it's owned by Fox. It's a free app, and so the cool thing is that was on Sunday the 9th, and my NFL Plus subscription, which is $15 a month, which I watch and I watch replays all season long. That was good through February the 8th. So the fact that I could watch the game on another app for free, I cut off the NFL Plus and saved myself $15. Now, the only thing, I just won't watch the replay, but at 40 to 22, what's there to watch, Other than, the commercials would have been kind of cool, but I think they cut those out on the replays anyway. So I just watched the game and enjoyed it in the moment. And I don't remember any crazy cool commercials. Did you find anything?
No, I like the one with the... Matt Damon and
Ben Affleck and the Dunkin' Donuts or
the soccer player. What's his name?
Oh, David Beckham.
Yeah, he was a twin brother.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw them all.
Yeah.
I had no reason not to pay attention to them, and we were going slow, but I just wanted to watch them again.
Yeah.
They were great, and they were. I think we spent most of halftime and third period joking about the halftime show.
Right.
And I said, get to the halftime show. Once it started, I was still sitting in my chair, and I grabbed my phone.
Uh-huh.
Pam goes, what are you doing? I
said, I'm waiting for the avalanche.
I'm going to check. Yep. I'm not putting a thing on there. I'm checking. And I could have named the people off, and you
I'm
know
sure.
who you are.
Yes.
I said, she's going to say, I could, she.
Uh-huh.
And there were no its. It was all boys or girls.
Mm-hmm.
And, my God, there wasn't one person that said something nice.
Right.
And a couple hours later, our friend Tonya McKenzie said nice things about it, and I did some more research on it.
Mm-hmm.
She's African-American. She said, this is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, but I kind of watched. I wasn't bored with the whole thing, but
no.
I just said, this is going to be a shit show. And sure enough, they were going, I want Tom Petty back. I want the Who.
He's dead.
He's dead.
They're close.
Bruce Springsteen makes me look limber. He's a very talented guy. I'm jealous of Bruce Springsteen, but he's not like
he's
up there.
He's played that before.
Yeah, he has. And we can get him and Paul McCartney up there.
Paul's played before.
All the surviving veterans of Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah.
Get up, you know, show up, and you could be part of it.
Yeah, really.
And people, but they'll still complain.
Of course they will.
But I knew everybody, your racism came out the other day. You're sitting there waiting for you wanted to go get a grilled cheese sandwich somewhere with pickles. I don't know. And then you want it. People were complaining like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And
that was the first time I picked up the phone during the whole game because I knew what you're describing was just coming.
And everybody tries to sugarcoat it. Oh, I'm just not into this. Well, bullshit. It was those people.
Raider fans.
But I mean,
there's codes
Raider
going
fans.
Around, you know?
I'm sure it wasn't a big hit in Kansas City, put it that way.
Maybe not.
So.
And they were already upset because of the game, you know?
Yeah, or
that
Philly.
Just didn't help for them.
Well, it's
Philly was probably in.
You know, at halftime, I was...
It's like 21 or 30 to nothing,
yeah, I looked at Pam. I went, where's Tom Brady? This is nothing. He did that against Atlanta.
He certainly did.
And they were on a half... They were.
That was in the third quarter.
Yeah,
late.
They were... Atlanta Falcons on the sidelines joking around, just like Philly was the other day.
Yep.
And I thought, this is going to bite him.
Yeah.
Because of... You are talking about Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
One guy I wouldn't want to put it against.
No,
it's the ones they call the GOAT. Brady, Montana, and Mahomes was getting some of that.
That's funny. I was listening. I didn't watch hardly any football. I watched like 10 minutes of this thing as pregame.
Oh, I didn't watch anything until like 3 o'clock.
Yeah, you were working. I was just sitting.
I planned that. I go, I can't take 4 hours of the same thing. And, you know,
I
follow the season so close. Actually, once the game, the Super Bowl Sunday, is decided, I start my detox from football and sports for a little while. Mm-hmm. Yeah, about another month and a half, opening day will be here, and I'll be like, oh, opening day. And then, you know, baseball will sort of fall into baseball, and 6 weeks later it'll just be normal baseball, and I won't care as much as opening day.
You know, I'm ready for baseball.
Me too. And it always brings nicer weather. And, you know, let's see if the Dodgers can go back to back.
My wife's always happy when the Dodgers are on. Even they lose. So it's 162 games I get to watch, and Pam's happy.
I kind of want to come clean with something. You think I hate the Dodgers, and I don't.
No, you know, I know that.
So, but I'm like, the way, like, baseball has been, like, Oakland, can't even call the Athletics Oakland anymore. They're playing in Sacramento.
I saw that.
And a 10,000-seater. And, like, they decided this offseason to pay for some free agents. So I'm like, you know, through osmosis, like, I follow the Dodgers. And, you know, like you said, you maybe don't like the Niners, but you like Brock Purdy. Well,
yeah.
I maybe don't like the Dodgers, but I love Shohei Ohtani. His baggage and his gambling and his... You know, home run hitting and base stealing and the whole thing, man. He's just entertaining.
Like
no,
you know,
there's no way to not like him. He like the gambling thing.
He's donated.
He got out
money,
of that.
He got out of it. That's okay. Yeah. Whether he did it or not, he beat it.
Yeah.
That's okay. So, but he, you know, he had his little stooge guy.
Yeah.
But if nothing else, he gave that guy way too much power over his checking.
Yeah, he kind of did.
But yeah, the Dodgers going to be, I mean, you won't be able to buy a seat of these one way. They're going to have flights from Japan.
Uh-huh.
One after another, it's like a train.
Yeah,
and it's just—I think I found it interesting as hell.
I do too.
The two pitchers, the new guys from Japan too.
Yeah,
and then you know, I think
an infielder.
If you do the math, there's like only like in Major League Baseball is really international now.
Oh yeah,
you know, so
a couple years ago when they had the tournament, international tournament, I basically the World Cup of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you look at these other, Mexico had an awesome team. Dominican Republic, maybe the best. Venezuela had a great team. I mean, pretty much all Latin America had great teams. And then Japan won the whole thing. And then USA was in there. You know, we have a lot of American players that, you know, for whatever reason, like maybe they spent a summer in Canada so they could play for Canada because maybe they weren't going to make the U.S. team or something. So there's a lot of Americans that help seed other teams. But these other teams, I mean, if it was the Olympics, we would have been lucky to get a medal.
Make it.
I mean, the Latin teams are amazing. And Japan is, I mean, the Dodgers, all their new players are Japanese.
That's a funny thing.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
Some star comes out of Mexico, he can feed his whole city, much less his family.
Yeah.
On what they make. That's so good. I just, I can't wait for Dodger baseball. Come on back.
Yeah.
Football's over.
And like, you know, they're a really good team. And you sit here and go, well, you know, if you're like a fan that always wants to see your team do well or compete, the Yankees are always that, we'll pay for anything. Well, the Dodgers are now that team. I even saw the Steinbrenner's kid. He's like, you know, an adult.
Yeah.
But, you know, Steinbrenner's son, who's been running the team for a while. You know, he's like, how can we keep up? And I'm like, are you kidding? The Yankees are crying.
Yeah, we've been trying to keep up with you forever. It's just,
it's like, you know, it's just like, go Dodgers. And then, like, you know what else will galvanize me? Was that BS dude in the stands when Mookie Betts went to make that play? And right field and Yankee Stadium.
Oh, the
and those
New York guy? Yeah.
Damn mortadella eating dudes were just...
he grabbed his arm and...
Yeah, and I'm like, you know, that's just BS. I don't care if you dislike that team or player personally, but you don't do that. You don't do that. I mean, that's just a line cross.
They do back east.
You know, I know. And that's, you know, and that's just, you know, so all these reasons just like, you know, it's like, I go, who am I kidding? I listen to more Dodger baseball. I know more about the Dodgers than anybody else. I've become a fan. So I just wanted to.
You got a Raider guy criticizing other fans. That
kinda,
cracks
kinda
me up.
Kind of come clean with it. Yeah. Well, you know, my whole thing with being a fan is kind of funny. I mean, growing up in the Bay Area, there was always two baseball teams, two football teams, a couple of major colleges.
Yeah.
You know, and like in the rest of the country, it's like we have Ohio State. So obviously we're going to like Ohio State or, you know, we. Mm. Live here, so we got the Eagles. You know, nothing wrong with that, but Bay Area's like, I got the Niners, I got the Raiders.
You got everything. Say LA, we have one or two of everything.
Yeah, exactly, and I was here before there, so, you know.
That's funny, but the Rams had, they left us, we only had one team for a while, the Raiders was all.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the Raiders fans making fun of other fans, that's really, the world has really turned over.
These are interesting times.
Well, now the Raiders are in Vegas, and your A's are in Sacramento. I've been to that stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And what's the team there? The
River Cats?
River Cats.
They're
right.
A Giants affiliate, as it is.
Yeah, yeah. So, for quarterbacks, there was something I was watching before the show, before the game, and they said, you know who gets overlooked on this GOAT thing? They showed all the statistics, and he's still number one, except for number of rings, is Joe Montana.
Yeah.
Because he's, well, you guys are saying all these guys is better. This guy came out of nowhere. He wasn't a first round pick either, and he's too small, too this, too that, and he won. He kicked ass, and I couldn't stand him.
Yeah,
Rams fan.
Yeah,
Rams fan, big time.
That was back when they had a rivalry going. Well, they got a good one now, but I mean, those are some good days.
The
Jim Everett games against Montana.
Pam and I, our first real date as adults.
Uh-huh.
Just said do something fun.
Uh-huh.
It's not too date-like, but I got two tickets to the Rams Monday Night Football game.
Uh-huh.
Rams Niners in 1989.
Is that in Anaheim when John Taylor scored?
John Taylor, Jerry Rice, said just 89-yard touchdown passes.
Yeah.
And we're there in the middle of every effing 49er fan. And they, by the way, you are annoying too. they are really, they just. And they're bad losers. You can't make fun of them.
They
but when they're ahead,
are.
Boo. But they.
I know Niner fans pretty well, and it's kind of funny because when they lose, sometimes I just go, "Meh." I wanted them to win, but I know at least it ruined so and so's day.
Yeah, it's true. That guy that got the shit kicked out of him 10 years ago down in Dodger Stadium, the fireman from San Francisco.
The EMT guy.
Yeah, he
came.
No doubt in my mind, he was complicit. He wasn't just walking through the outfield And, you know what I mean?
He wasn't undercover. No, he was flexing.
He was being, you
giant
know,
gear, I'm sure.
Whatever, but that's Joe Montana. They kicked the crap out of the Rams that night.
I remember, Pam and I
had a great time. But
I remember I was doing a radio show that night. And I kept going down the halls. So I kept hearing, what's going on? Oh, John Taylor again.
It was tough. It's a long walk out of that stadium when you lose. I can imagine, like, what's his name? Michelle leaving the stadium Sunday.
Oh, Travis?
Yeah. He's like he's wearing his girlfriend's outfit, it looked like.
Well, that's what they're talking about a little bit on some of the shows, going, you know, you go to the game and we're about to three-peat and you're feeling pretty good about yourself. And then you realize we didn't three-peat and I got to wear that out.
I got to wear that. I didn't see that part.
You're going to the party and then like, yeah, I don't really feel like partying anymore.
No, I know.
Just a little, like a hoodie and some jeans would be pretty good right now.
Jesus.
Blend in.
The guy that made the interception for a touchdown, the 22-year-old guy.
It was his birthday.
Yeah, you know, 22. See, he turned 22.
Mm-hmm.
And they made fun of him. I didn't even realize they were making fun of him. He's a white guy, and he's playing cornerback.
Yeah.
Cornerback, not quarterback.
Right.
And they're
it's
going,
been like 20 years.
Fast
since.
Dude. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I couldn't tell you his name.
Dejean or Dejean.
Yes, Mustard or something like that.
Right.
He's probably made less money this year than...
He made probably more during that Super Bowl for team bonus.
Yes.
Everyone on the winning team gets like $500,000 or something.
Something like that. He made nothing compared to the stars.
Right.
But, and I forgot his name, but he was one of the reasons. I mean, that's great. Dejean.
That was a huge play.
For him, 22 years old.
Oh, it's massive. In fact.
Holy God.
You know, and I was talking about that John Gruden video, and he's like, you know, his birthday's coming up Sunday. Saquon Barkley. And that's when I'm like, oh, okay. Well, he's got extra motivation. Yeah. Birthday boy in a Super Bowl. He's like, close to the MVP, didn't win it. You know, congratulations to Josh Allen, but there's a lot of guys who deserve that award. Nonetheless, and then I saw another meme like Sunday, and it was kind of interesting because it had Saquon Barkley. It goes, you know, the two players who have a birthday, and then it had that guy Dejean, who I'd never heard of really until that game, but kind of I had heard of him. Apparently, he was a very standout for his speed in college, and I didn't remember his name.
Guess he was, yeah.
You know, and he's still fast, but had those two guys as birthday members, you know, guys who are having birthday during the game, and the two numbers of their jerseys added up to 59. So it was one of those.
Really?
That's kind of interesting. I mean,
that's hilarious.
Yeah. And then this guy scores a touchdown when Saquon Barkley was the number one prop bets for the Super Bowl, like MVP. How many touchdowns will he score?
He was a decoy the whole game. That's perfectly fine.
That's perfect because they got to the game and then they could do other things.
Perfect. That's why they outfoxed the Foxes over there.
Yeah, and the Chiefs decided we're going to stop him and make you other guys beat us, and they were prepared for that. So
and it was amazing. And the guy at the end, Dejean and Saquon.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny. Dejean and Saquon.
Saquon and Dejean.
That sounds like band. It's a halftime show.
Sounds like a current day cop show.
Yeah, sounds like a hip hop group for next year's.
yeah, that's next time's half halftime next year.
Anyway, they brought him cake. Whatever the show was at the end.
Yeah.
And Dejean, he didn't make as much money as Saquon because Saquon was staring at it, kind of looked a little bite just to be courteous.
Yeah.
And that Dejean, he swallowed that whole thing, man. He was in heaven. He goes. Because that's a big deal to him. He got national TV eating his birthday cake. That's crazy.
And Saquon's kind of like, you know, he's pretty badass. He's probably like, you know, the guy's in shape. I mean, he probably doesn't eat cake on his own anyway. You know, even under the best circumstances, you know, he just looks like a guy who takes a lot of care of his body.
There you go.
He's pretty cut.
I'm not cut. I'm not cut.
But Dejean was like, screw it. I scored a touchdown on my birthday on the Super Bowl. This is probably the highlight of my life.
And
I'm eating cake on TV? Yes.
He ate that cake, man, with vitality,
little
man.
Gusto.
This guy was going after it the whole time. And I was just cracking up. And when his interview was over, he took the cake, was eating it, walking around.
That's great.
Just walking around the stadium.
That's so cool.
And we didn't have to see, I'm not mad at what's her name, because she does a lot so much for the community, and she's loved. But we just see her prancing around the stadium after the game.
Yeah.
That was kind of good. And I like it when they focus on the actual sporting event itself.
Yeah.
And they By the way, back to the halftime show. Usually the announcers make a comment about the halftime show. I was listening. They didn't say, hey, that was a hell of a show. They didn't say one thing.
Yeah.
I think people were just had no idea.
You know, a lot of people...
Surprise attack.
You know, over the last number of years, a lot of people have chosen alternative things. Like, there's the Puppy Bowl that goes on, and there's to be the, you know, other networks. In fact, I remember the TV show in Living Color. They put on like a half-hour show during the Super Bowl halftime going, hey, watch us instead if you don't want to watch the halftime entertainment. So unless you're all in and like are into the artists or you just don't want to miss anything, yeah, a lot of people, you know, it's an extra, you know, hey, let's get a little lunch, take a little walk. And, you know, other people, you know, they just focus on it and watch it. And the amount of people that were triggered by this halftime performance, it's just
crazy. They've been triggered before, but they didn't have social media before.
Right, right.
But the people that got triggered were the usual side. It's too easy to. And I had thousands.
Middle-aged Caucasians.
Exactly right. But I forgot, we're talking about the halftime shows. Man, I'm sleeping with a gal who was in a halftime show.
Right.
Yeah, Pam was. What was that? That was number eight?
Seven, Super Bowl seven.
Seven. And she rode the helmet. Andy Williams.
Okay.
Was the entertainment.
Uh huh.
And they had all these just like two helmets, and Pam was on the helmet
doing the motorized helmet.
The motorized helmet. Yeah, not somebody's helmet.
Yeah.
And she was doing the leg kick and all that stuff, wearing a little skinny tight tights.
That was fun. I kind of enjoyed those days.
It's like cheerleaders out there.
Yeah.
And the teams didn't really have their daily cheerleaders like every Sunday.
Right, right.
They weren't really invented yet, so they hired other people, and Pam was one of them. And so I can say, yes, whatever, Super Bowl VII?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
And it was here in L.A. at the Coliseum.
And, small world. She describes where she sat.
Uh-huh.
And then she describes her tickets, that she got two free tickets. She gave to her dad and her brother. And they were real close to each other. And then we're having dinner or something with Greg Allen, the coach's son.
Uh-huh.
And they're the same age as Pam.
That's crazy.
He goes, I was at that game, obviously. Yeah. My dad was a coach.
Yeah.
And he goes, I sat in these seats. And she goes, that's kind of like where my parents sat.
Wow,
they probably sat, and she was real close. So it's like 6 degrees of separation.
Oh, of course.
They were there 50 years ago, and now they see each other again. Hold on. Oh, what I got. Okay.
Well, it's funny you're mentioning it, because I talk about I met my friend Darren, who was a good friend of mine growing up. And I think I met him like right after that Super Bowl, and it turned out, you know, he's a huge Miami fan, and like, you know, he had gone to the game, and he was in a room that was next to Mercury Morris and I want to say Paul Warfield. And, you know, we're kids, and he's like, those guys were up all night. They kept listening to that song, Locomotion, you know, because that was on the radio, the Grand Funk.
Yeah.
He's like, they kept listening to that song all, you know, and then, you know, as we both grow up, and, you know, it's the 80s, and we're like in high school, and we're seeing all the stories about pro athletes and what they do nights before big games, and we're like, listen to Locomotion over and over, huh?
That's all you do, huh?
You know, they were just like, you know, and then, you know, comes up Mercury Morris and had a little issue along the way with, you know, being a fan of snow. And a guy,
they all did back
like
then.
Yeah, you know, so it's just kind of funny. And then, you know, your connection to Pam. And then, you know, Greg Allen, who I met through you a couple times, who's been a guest. And, you know, just like all this Super Bowl VII stuff. And, like, my dad's favorite coach was George Allen. He loved George Allen and the Over the Hill gang. And, like, when I was a kid, I didn't get it. I'm like, well, I like these guys. They just came out of college. And I've been watching them at Notre Dame highlights for a year or two, and he's like, when you get older, you'll see what I'm talking about. And I get older, and it's like, I like the gray beards and the long toots and the guys that have played 10 years and are out there making it happen still, you know, and that's
the old Rams, George Allen coached them, they're all their 30s.
Yeah, but I remember watching those playoffs, and he was really into Washington because he loved George Allen. He loved George Allen.
He's great.
Yeah.
I've got two of his sons. That's right. One, the general manager at the time, the Redskins.
Bruce?
And then, his son. Yeah, Bruce, yeah. And what was George Allen? Oh, yeah, Trivial Pursuit. Not very savory, but one of our favorite bartenders lives in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Where George Allen died. That's in the den right there.
I think you mentioned
that
before.
It's a bar.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. But yeah, something in Palos Verdes. He had a good view when he died, though.
Yeah.
I saw the whole world. But yeah, it's a small world here.
And it is, but so, that whole Super Bowl and all the connections from it.
Amazing.
It's but it just goes to show you sometimes these things just happen and they're bound to happen.
Yeah. Some of their players. I wonder how many are still alive from way back then. I keep thinking the Rams. Well, you know, I saw the Rams play a couple years before that, and that's when I saw the play of the Packers at LA Coliseum. Yeah. So it's amazing because I was there with George Allen. Suddenly saw his kid. That guy never goes away. My mind's wrapped. I'm trying to think of something about George Allen that I was. But I'll get to it later.
Okay.
I probably will. Anyway, what else we got? Politics, local politics.
Oh, yeah, that's heating up.
I put a sign in your front yard.
Okay.
For Joy. Joy Ford, city attorney. No matter what you do for anything else, vote for Joy. And she's been there for like 20 years.
I've heard she is a good person.
And she's very nice.
A good
person.
Candidate for the city attorney.
She is, and she's endorsed by the current city attorney, Mike Webb, who actually is the most powerful guy in a city.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if you're wondering who's the most powerful person in a city, it's never the mayor or it's usually the city attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, district attorneys, city's attorneys. They keep everybody's ass out of jail.
Yeah.
Much. Yeah. So, but it's getting heated. People, I see they're putting up two signs. That way, the two front runners, so to speak, you vote for them one and two, and one of them will be elected.
Yeah, it's kind of weird with the
new system now.
Yes, multiple choice election, the tiered election.
It's tiered. Yes, there's five candidates for mayor, so you do them in order.
Yeah.
So the fifth one who comes in fifth, your fifth person is thrown out immediately,
mm-hmm.
and the votes that you put for that guy, if you put him for first, then he's thrown out. Now they'll move him up to the number one guy. You're number two.
Oh wow.
You're number two. So it's so many people don't vote anyway. They're going to go, nah, and then they're going to put all their one. They're going to fill it in with one name. They'll be disqualified. We'll see. The city's kind of they're walking on eggshells right now. They're having a meeting tonight about pot cannabis.
Oh yeah, that's that is just such an interesting story to follow. You know, at this point, I mean, I'm rooting for it big time because I'm pro cannabis.
Yeah.
You know, let's throw it on the ledge there.
They're rewriting history. They don't vote. Now they're pissed.
Right. You know, but at this point, like, you know, if I got to go elsewhere to take care of what I need to take care of, it is what it is. However, I think it's silly that they've kicked this can down the road this far.
They don't want it on their resume before the election.
I know. And I've been reading, there's a group, North Redondo Beach, that I belong to, because that's
yep.
kind of where I'm at. And, you know, just like you keep things going in this, you know, part of the city. And, you know, some of the comments, you know, someone's saying, well, 75% of the people didn't want it. And it's like, no, that was the election when the Long Beach guy, it was like, choose him or we'll choose our own people, was how I was led to believe that election was worded. Either this outsider has already got plans and he's an outsider, and they made that perfectly clear that he was not a local resident, or we'll take care of it ourselves and get local people that we've approved in there.
Correct.
And I think 75% were more like, let's keep it local and not let the Long Beach group come in. And now it's been misconstrued that 75% of the people don't want it. So numbers are interesting, how you end up playing with them and using them. And
it was there was an election a number of years ago. I can't remember. It was so long ago. I don't remember the exact year.
Well, that one was 2022, I think.
Okay, that's still 3 years ago.
I was talking about, yeah.
So people who chose not to vote, now they're regretting that because they didn't want a pot shop. And they said, we didn't get a chance to vote. We didn't know it was that important. Well, that's any election.
I think it was a special election.
Yeah, any election is important.
Like, this is all we're voting for.
If you're so stupid to admit you didn't vote, then I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, exactly.
If you tell me I didn't vote because I was busy, my kid was sick, I can live with that. It might be a bullshit excuse, but I can live with it. You took the time to lie.
And you came know, up and with
that's
good,
yeah, a good one. Yeah. But you say, you know, I just forgot, I didn't want to do it. Then you have, it's just nothing.
Yeah, STFU.
part of my political career, I wasn't very good at masking that.
Yeah, no,
and, you know,
I understand.
My thing, but,
I get it.
You know, I'm trying to work with those guys about the cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
And the people in North Redondo think it's all going to be in North Redondo.
Well, sure.
We're going to put one down south and one up here.
Why not?
And I guarantee you, well, I won't guarantee anything, I'm not involved, but it won't be in Artesia.
Uh-huh.
Up here, it'll be on aviation. But people act like the world's going to come to an end.
I know.
And as you know, as people will tell you, the ERs don't really get people beat up over pot.
Yeah, it's the police.
I mean, you don't get many fights when you're on pot. You're full of Jack Daniels, you might break somebody's jaw.
Yeah, you'll hit yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Bang your own head against the wall.
But it's a, I hope they get it. Mm-hmm. I really hope they do this. Because people have to open up their minds. It's not like the old movies we got, as baby boomers got, you know, where the world's going to come to an end. Mm-hmm. We're going to start raping women and pillaging.
You know, kind of my answer to a lot of these issues, you know, like the parents who are complaining, well, do more hands-on job with your kids. Yeah. Talk to them a little more and be more involved with their lives so they don't have to maybe feel they need to sneak around and try something and
just,
behind your back.
Just because your kid's stealing your vodka doesn't mean every kid does.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, the parents who don't want to take responsibility and raise their own kids,
yeah,
they're the ones that want more rules for society to put on the kids.
Right.
Like right now I can't what worries me are those e-bikes.
Yes.
I don't want to be the guy that gets hit by three of them.
Right.
However, I did order a dash cam. Should be here.
I need to hook mine up, actually.
You got
to
get it. Got to get it. Because of those.
That specifically, in fact. Yeah. They're dangerous because they're not paying attention. And had I had e-bikes when I was 14, 15, probably would have been just as obnoxious.
Well, that's what I was getting to. Yeah,
I was a little angel when I was a kid. In fact, I was quite the opposite.
I would probably be... Oh, I'd be in juvenile hall. And there were no helmets, even on regular motorcycles. There's no laws about it. Our parents didn't care.
We were on
used motorcycle. Yeah, I used helmet all the time.
We didn't wear them.
No, but I'm glad they didn't have them when I was a kid.
Right.
But my dad was very loose on certain things and strict on others. He said, don't ride these bikes until you're 16, period, or got your permit.
Right.
And I had a little Briggs & Stratton piece of crap, you know, what do you call it? Mini bike.
Mm-hmm.
But I only ride around my backyard.
Yeah.
And anyway, but this it never went more than 5 miles an hour.
Right.
It was kind of cool.
Yeah, it's still fun though.
Yeah. What else we got here? Well, you got that restaurant's gonna open up. That one the guy's bitching about.
Montauk. I did see a post about dress code or something.
Dress code. They want to get. I can read part of it. They want to.
No trucker hats.
No excessive cleavage.
Oh yeah. It's.
They didn't describe what sex. It could be a dude.
I was gonna say.
And that means it just could be some fat woman.
Yeah.
And that'd be discrimination.
And what's gonna happen like when it's really warm, hot weather days, and people are just wearing less clothing because of the heat?
Who's the judge of these? Of
right.
Because you're going to open yourself up, and he's going to open himself up to all kinds of lawsuits.
Discriminatory accusations and lawsuits.
You know, women are funny. You're all funny. They make their boobs stick out, not all of them, but they push them up, separate them out. We're low tops.
Yeah.
And when they walk up to you, they're not looking at anything but your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't look down, it pisses them off. If you look down, they get pissed off because you look down.
Right.
So... who's going to be the one looking down trying to find excessive cleavage? I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, is it going to be like three customer complaints, excess cleavage? One complaint, excess cleavage. You know, who knows? Just an interesting, you know.
Yeah.
Not cool with the dress code, though. And, you know, dressing up for dinner, nothing wrong with that. Do people want to do that all the time? I'm sure there's a lot of people that are fine with that. And probably, you know, there's probably a number of people that are like, even though we live at the beach, they probably look up and go, well, I put on some nice clothes, honey. How come we can't come in shorts like the family over there?
Yeah.
Mr. Man over there is wearing the tank top and sandals.
Yeah, I don't usually go out in my pajamas and flip-flops. I mean,
Maui.
I do have nice clothes to go out with, but since I haven't been elected, I haven't worn I wear a suit at funerals or a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. No political attire, accessories, or conversations.
We know what that means, MAGA hat-wearing dude.
Well...
not you, but that guy. And we remember there was
the
Kitty show where there was about five or six of them just walking around, like, just waiting for someone to drop a conversation opener with them.
Jesus. Yeah, they're going, no board shorts, sweatpants, or gym wear. Trucker hats, ball caps, bucket hats, or beanies. What's a bucket hat?
It's like kind of a sun hat. It's like... round on the top and then has like little flaps sort of to cover your eyes. Used to be like a fisherman's hat back in the 50s and 60s.
Okay.
And now it's a bucket hat. They're good for the sun.
I'll look it up. I should get one for my boat.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to get a Dodgers bucket hat.
Yeah. They got another one here. Tank tops or graphics. I can't read it. Tank tops or graphic tees with offensive graphics or language.
Yeah.
Well, tank top, nothing says elite and high class more than a tank top.
No, of course.
Upscale restaurant. So you should, that's bullshit. You allow them in there anyway.
Yeah.
But, and who's the judge of that graphic's offensive?
Right. Guess if it's a dirty word or if it's, I don't know, maybe it's pro cannabis.
Board shorts, sweatpants, or gym wear. What about those shorts you just bought at Walmart? They're not either one of them.
Right.
No,
yeah, there's classic, you know.
Revealing tops that show midriff or excessive cleavage.
Mm-hmm. I got a couple muscle shirts. I won't be going to Montauk.
I won't be wearing my belly hanging out. I got my six pack.
My half shirt.
Yeah, it's a keg, but it's my half shirt. Well, women now used to. I mean, back when you were a little kid.
Yeah.
They all had to look like some movie star with the waist the size of you wrap your hand around.
Right.
Now they're going to show their waist, but these women who even have massive waists, they're flashing them. They have four little fake diamonds in the belly button.
Right. Right.
Yeah, but I wonder if that's to sew it up like a turkey or something. And no smoking, including vaping, inside or out. Oh well, they've been critical of people. So you know this. They've been on Black Entertainment Magazine, BET.
Okay.
They're criticizing the old white people here for being against the restaurant.
Oh.
And nobody is. I mean, it's in the magazine saying.
You got good food. People are going to come.
Yeah. No one said anything about it. The owner has been bitching about all the other places.
Mm-hmm.
And claiming. Then he started, through the article, claiming that we didn't like it. And I'm not part of we. I just go to any place in the village.
Yeah.
And I have been known to go out of the village and dress up once in a while. It's okay.
Sure.
But he's saying that we don't know shit down here.
Okay.
And anyway, it's.
Well, we live in Redondo Beach, so we figured that out.
He came here from Jersey, and he's telling whatever. So I'm.
We figured out how to live here, so we got some kind of smart.
I got some smart
luck or something.
We live as far from the freeway as you can, and that's good and bad.
I just
can't. This guy, he's criticizing, and the music.
Okay.
Criticize music. You have to go look it up, Montauk. He criticizing all the other restaurants and bars in the South Bay.
For their choice of music?
Yeah. Tired old music.
Yeah.
So.
Well, there's a lot of people around here that just play that kind of music. If there are other people playing other kinds of music, I hope they would be trying to get shows like the people that get shows. I mean, my band's got to knock on doors. You know, we recently.
They're going to purposely. I don't know what they're going for. I'm not in that business, and I don't know what business he is in. He's in a restaurant business. I just know that you're going to have to get a loan to go there unless you have a big, fat black card.
Mm-hmm. You know, Amex Black.
Yeah, because it's all super high-end booze and then food. I'm sure it's great. And it's the more expensive it is, the smaller portion you get.
Yeah.
So on the
and
way
maybe
out,
a little drizzle of something fancy.
Which is quite funny, just around the corner next to Good Stuff Restaurant, which you could go in flip-flops.
Yeah.
They had a Proudly Serving just open up.
The
new specialty little hamburger.
I was going to say, yeah.
The pandemic burger, was whatever it started. It was down by the pier recently, right?
Right. That's where I first tried it, and they were pretty good, if I remember.
How he opened up. And he's right next to Good Stuff, and I thought they were giving away money the other day.
Right.
So we're walking by, and there's had to be 40 people in line.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So good for them.
Yeah.
And I don't know what makes it so super, but it was started during the pandemic by one guy in his garage to make money, and it's blossomed and boomed and whatever. He's kicking ass.
I was actually
the American way. We'll put a tariff on it.
I pointed out the standing room to somebody the other day. I go, you see that liquor store right there? Whether you get liquor or not, it's got some of the best hamburgers in the South Bay in that little window with the whale. You can walk back there, order up. They ain't cheap, but they're amazing. at the standing room.
Yeah, I've been, that's our, the building, few buildings over is a leading candidate for...
Oh, the South, South Redondos?
Yeah, for one of the guys I'm representing.
You know, now that makes sense. I mean...
They're saying it's too close to schools, which is not the case. But yeah, it's an old building, old coffee shop, kind of cool, needs a lot of work, but it'd be cheap, great location,
yeah.
A lot of parking, and you'll walk to the standing room.
Yeah.
What else would you want? A nice burger?
Maybe some Girl Scouts, you know, selling cookies on the way out of the standing room. I mean,
yeah, Girl Scout cookies. That would be funny.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. You know what? I wonder if they wouldn't complain about letting you have Girl Scout cookies outside.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. What a picture that would be. It would go viral.
Yeah.
Girl Scouts, they got to have one in front of a cannabis store.
It's happened. I mean, there's a couple of memes going around. I wonder if, you know, other people would hit the alarm button. But, you know, it's like, hey, you want to sell these Girl Scout cookies? Location, location,
That's
location.
That's quite funny.
Box of cookies right outside of here. Guarantee you're going home with all your money, no cookies, and your troop is going to win an award.
And, you know, if people are there, they've got cash.
Of course.
Because you have to use cash at a pot shop.
Generally, yeah.
Yeah, or what do you, the card.
Actually, the Green Cross, you can use a debit card.
That's what Pam uses.
And in fact, I was there, and they're putting the old 20s through the machine. I go, would it be easier if I just did the card? I go, I'm just in the habit of this transaction, you know, kind of a lifetime of this is how we do it, you know. And he's like, oh, no, cash is king.
I don't have a card.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, my wife refused to let me have one. So I'd forget about it. I wouldn't keep track.
Yeah, they can get dangerous.
When they came out, they gave me one. All these banks, but just cut them up. I've never used the debit card.
Cool.
I know Pam's code, but I've never. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And just can imagine she'd be bouncing checks because I would probably not enter these checks or whatever.
I forgot about that.
So I think we covered everything. Well, I got my nose at white-ass rednecks, missed old rock and rollers.
Yeah.
Politics, cannabis. Jed, 10 years today.
Oh, I saw that, man. I said congratulations on one of his social media posts. I can't remember which one. He's got a lot of them. And
Jed Motley.
Said congratulations and, you know.
Well, I had to text him because it was about 10 years ago. 3 weeks ago that I first met him, had him on this radio show.
Yeah, and I know...
I drove him to drink.
He
had to quit for... He quit forever right after he met me.
I talked to him about that, and, you know, I mean, that song they have about, you know, doing the karaoke thing, you know, Sold My Soul at Mickey Finn's.
Right, I sold
him. I actually went down there and sang one time before I knew him, you know, which is kind of cool. But... You know, being a musician, you have to get on top of it. It's so easy to just take, they offer you beer all the time. You're playing in bars all the time.
Yeah.
Everyone's drinking all the time. And, you know, as long as you know your music, there's nothing saying you can't have a good time. But you have to drive home. You have to carry your equipment out. And you might have to book other shows and be professional and remember things. And that's where the, you know, you got to stay on top of it for what works for you.
How come so many drummers are effed up drunks? Because they got to carry the most equipment.
They do. They also sweat. They are physically playing. You know, that's why, like, you know, band might like, all right, let's dress up for the show. Except you, drummer, you're still wearing shorts. We don't care. You're going to lose 20 pounds hitting the drums tonight.
That's the joke if John Shumway's ever around.
Yeah.
About the water. In Salt Lake City.
That's such a good one.
Burning up out there. And they're
Steve,
on,
water.
They're on a big stage, and I'm in the back. I'm walking around, you know, minding my business, watching people. John, the drummer, looks over. He's sweating like a pig. Water. Steve, water. I went, no, I'm good.
That's so funny.
I said, I'm good.
You can barely get out two words. Water. Steve, water.
I said, I'm good. I thought he was offering me water. Here he's pounding away at the drums. And I'm backstage.
Making sure you're good.
Yeah.
Taking care of it.
He wouldn't have got paid, and I wasn't there. I said, water. Anyway, it was quite funny. But then just didn't know it. I drove a Jed to sobriety.
That's 10 cool.
10 years. Probably, I don't know what I did, but I'll take the credit. Anyway, speaking of sobriety, I got to go. I'm sober.
Yeah, and I'm going to be hitting the road. I'm starting with that the competitive service today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I decided, like, after your show last week, I was just like, I was talking to a friend who said they just signed up for Uber, and I was like, I mean, Lyft?
Yeah.
I go, yeah, I drive for Uber. And I was like, they were like, yeah, I heard Lyft pays better. I'm like, Just last week, I was during Carl's show. I'm like, man, let me see if I can just sign up for Lyft. Next thing you know, I got approved.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm going to do my first shift on that today. And, you know, it's basically the same. The app's a little different. But I know that there are a percentage of people who like one better than the other compared to, like, Coke and Pepsi.
I usually I'll check both of them to see where the cars are.
Yeah, I'm a matter of, is it time or cost that's most important to me? Do I need to get somewhere now or do I need to save a few bucks?
I'd rather not wait.
Yeah, usually I'm like, I'm ready to go. Get me there now.
Just get me. Just pick me up.
And the savings is like between $1 to $2.50.
That's right.
Like, I'll pay for it to get there sooner.
Pick
you know?
Me up. So. Yeah, it's just...
But I'm just going to try it out, and, you know, it's basically the same thing, but, you know, I want to figure out, and there's a way you can, like, have both of them open at the same time, and I can just go with one that's busy.
I thought you did that anyway. I thought they all did that.
I got to learn how to do it. It might take a little practice, but I was watching a guy on YouTube who kind of gave the secret to it, and I go, I thought that's what you did. So.
Okay. You're going to lose tips because, I mean, the more people, if people don't drink... You're not driving home a drunk.
Yeah,
the best tips aren't they when they're overserved?
I don't barely get tips now anyway. So
really,
but you know, I've been driving during the day, so I you know,
no one throws you 20 or something over.
No, not so much. Although, the mother of the LA Dodger gave me a nice tip.
Okay,
when I drove her to the NLCS game one.
That's right,
against the Mets.
That's true.
She was cool, man. But her son Daniel Hudson, he retired.
No, really.
Yeah. I mean, he won. He had won with the Nationals a few years before that. So he went out on top, sort of John Elway style.
Got the money. Who cares?
Yeah, two rings. You know, he's still under 40. He's rich. I mean, you know, now it's like I'd be all about golfing. You know, and anything that comes with playing, you know.
Let's see. He's under 40 and rich. I'm over 70 and broke. There's got to be a middle ground here.
So. I know.
Jesus Christ, I'm gonna go get an Uber. All right, everybody. Talk to you next week.
See you then.
No place like home.